Welcome to CPA Practice Advisors Tech to Go podcast series, a fast-paced roundtable discussion with executive editor Darren Root and regular columnists. These thought leaders tackle issues impacting the tax and accounting profession.
This is Darren Root, executive editor of the CPA Practice Advisor. I'm here again today with episode 53 of Tech to Go. Also with my co-host, Randy Johnston of Network Management Group and K2 Enterprises. So welcome today, Randy.
Good day, Darren, and welcome to all our listeners.
Well, Randy, a lot of things going on. You and I have been together a few times lately. We Chicago had the Illinois trade show here not too long ago. A lot of great things going on there. Do you have any big takeaways from the Illinois show, Randy?
Well, you know, the Midwest show this year actually had a number of different publishers that I had not seen at the show in some time. The events and the traffic seemed to be good. And the sessions that I taught, there was quite a bit there. But, you know, we'll just pick on a few publishers that we've talked about before. Example, Concur got a lot of traffic with their time and expense reporting. I thought it was interesting that we saw larger software publishers back on the floor. A good example there might be Epicor. Of course, Sage and Intuit had a good presence there, as you would expect. And, well, if you think about it, all these different vendors had timed a lot of their announcements for this particular show. So there were some big things that happened, one that I think we maybe want to spend a little bit more time on, some of the Intuit ProAdvisor changes.
Absolutely. Let's just talk a little bit about that today, Randy. I want to talk a little bit about the ProAdvisor changes, because I think those are going to be kind of interesting. And also what Intuit seems to be doing with their QuickBooks Online platform, you know, with the announcement of the Accountants Edition. And that should be rolling out here soon, and certainly in beta now. Also, what's going on with Xero, something I believe we mentioned in our last podcast briefly, Randy, that we wanted to talk about. So let's just start out with the ProAdvisor. Tell me what you know about what's happening with the ProAdvisor.
Well, you know, there's a couple of three or four things, but Intuit some years ago decided to tier the program based on the level of participation and so forth. And if I had to put the net behind what's happened with this last change, is Intuit wants accountants who are participating in the program to do more training and then expect to reward that additional training by moving you up inside their programs. One of the key other items that happened, I think, was just raising the price of the product or of the offering. And then if, in fact, you don't qualify on the training side, they are going to reduce the amount of support that you can get through the program.
So that sounds like, and that was kind of my take too, they really want you to get some levels of certification, and it looked to me like they were going to go with about three levels. Don't know if I recall them exactly, but it was sort of silver, gold, and diamond as a something like that. Do you recall that's what the levels were?
I believe that is the correct names, and I was so, a little confused, metal, stone, whatever.
Yeah, I know. So I believe, you know, everybody's going to be kind of grandfathered into this silver, if you will. And, you know, some of the benefits there is you're going to have some level of support, but it's going to be mostly, I think, chat and knowledge-based kind of stuff. Maybe there's some phone support for X number of days. I don't quite remember that. Then you move up, and also at that first level, you get a discount on products, which has been traditionally about 20%, if I recall.
Yes.
You can move. Yeah, you can move up to this next level by getting some certification. And if we called that one gold, Randy, do you remember what the discounts were? Were they 25%?
Yeah, 25% off Intuit software, 30% once you're certified. So, you know, there's discounts to start with, and there's more if you do more. So, you know, the good news is it's kind of a carrot type of approach. You do some education, we'll give you some more discounts.
Yeah.
And the initial telephone support is 90 days at this point, as opposed to unlimited. But if you do the QuickBooks certification, you get unlimited. So it stays if, in fact, you commit to the training pieces. So to me, this primarily wraps around the training.
Yeah, it does. And then I think if you get up to the diamond level, they're talking about maybe 35% discounts on some product stuff. And also, I also noticed, and I don't remember if it was the same way with gold, but they were mentioning U.S.-based support. Do you know what the scoop was on that?
Yeah, the key here was trying to keep you routed to the Tucson support center. And so the idea there that they've got these fairly well-trained, fairly advanced support people. So it's almost like you're entering at an upper level, let's call it Tier 2 support. The Tucson data centers, there's a very very good training program for those people. They do a nice job. And, of course, what they're trying to emphasize to the practitioners is you're not going to get routed to the Indian call centers for support. You're not going to be at an entry level. So that's, to me, a real big deal. And I'm sure, Darren, you've had call center support, and when you get to somebody in Tucson, it's like, wow, this person knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's a much better experience overall. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm certainly, as a practitioner, feeling incentivized to go through the certifications, the trainings.
That's right.
Because, you know, 35% discount makes a difference to my clients. U.S.-based support and also all phone support makes a big difference to me. So kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, and of course, as we've been saying, it's the certification exams. The way this works is if the members will log in, they'll actually see their statuses and then some of the courses and so forth that they have to take. But the golden diamond levels have, you know, the unlimited chat, toll-free support type of access. So for our listeners, I'd encourage them strongly to get into those golden diamond levels, which means you're going to have to invest some time in coursework with whoever you've got as your pro advisors.
Spent a little time talking to Ian Vasten. Do you know him at all, Randy?
I do.
And Ian's the guy running the pro advisor program now. And Ian seems, tells me they're getting ready to launch. What I saw, and he showed me the preliminary website for pro advisor, looked a lot cleaner, a lot easier to use, ability to do all your exam taking right there. Did you have an opportunity to look at that?
You know, I did not see it here in this August iteration. I had seen
okay.
it before. And some of the other pieces, like the Find a Pro Advisor website changes, those will be good. You know, Intuit wants to push around the marketing tools a little stronger. And, of course, some of the payroll pieces will come along in the new programs as well.
Yeah. So anyway, I think good things are happening there. I think Ian seems to be doing a good job with that. So, other things, Randy, that are on the radar screen right now, as I mentioned in our intro, is QuickBooks Online Accountant. And I know, you know, a lot of times when our practitioners hear the tag QuickBooks Online, their first impression is, you know, I tried that 10 years ago and it just wasn't so hot. So I'm not going to spend any time there. Do you hear that a lot?
Boy, I heard it in Chicago at the Midwest Show. And, in fact, I was I felt bad because I had an attendee who was just shaking his head. No, you never, ever want to use QuickBooks Online. I'm saying, no, you know, realistically, the pricing of QuickBooks Online, the improvements in the product, particularly then add this QuickBooks Online Accountants Edition, there's a lot of reason to go back and revisit it. Yes, there are some areas where the product doesn't cover the same as desktop. And as long as you know, QuickBooks Online is not QuickBooks Desktop. But if you've got multi-location, multi-user at the price point that QuickBooks Online is, it's pretty hard to turn that down. I'm happy to disclose my K2 Canadian operation. We run on QuickBooks Online.
I'll also disclose at the same time, Randy, I just converted Root & Associates, the accounting firm, to QuickBooks Online.
I did not know that.
The best way for me to learn things is for me to be in it every day.
Mm-hmm.
I firmly believe that we, as a firm, need to be using the cloud to collaborate as much as possible. And, you know, if that means a SaaS-based accounting application, I want to give it a whirl. And there's a few key things that really pushed me over the edge. One was I was out visiting our friend, Renee Lassert, at Bill.com a couple of weeks ago, out in Palo Alto. And I was talking to Renee's controller, Darren, who was also Darren. And, you know, Darren said, you know, I'm running QBO. And what we've just launched with Bill.com is a synchronization that is automatic. And all of a sudden, you know, there used to be a synchronization with QBO and Bill.com that was an import-export, and I wasn't a fan. But now it's really seamless. It's really nice and elegant. So, you know, I'm watching Darren show me how this is working, and I'm thinking, wow, this is awesome. Because, as you know, I carry a Mac a lot, and my old way of working, if I were working in QuickBooks desktop, was to remote desktop back to my office, then launch QuickBooks, and, you know, on and on, as opposed to just being in Safari and launching QBO and seeing what I want to see.
Mm-hmm. Understood. And for many of our listeners, if you're truly doing general accounting, the product does fine. And as Intuit's thrown more resources at this product, I can see the improvements, and I hope most of our listeners who haven't tried it will get in and say, yeah, this is better, and I hope the listeners that are on it can say, yeah, I think these guys are on target, because I believe that QuickBooks Online, the 2011 iteration versus what we had in 2009, is radically different enough. If you haven't looked at it, it's time to go back and look. It is a huge benefit, of course, to have the Bill.com product integrated, and Renee's done a nice job of getting Bill.com integrated with most of the key products in the marketplace that I like and respect.
Yeah, they're in with Peachtree now. You know, we certainly have QuickBooks Desktop, QBO, Intacct. Seems like there might be, they do a little integration with Thompson's Creative Solutions Accounting. But yeah, he's getting into some of the major apps for sure. So let's talk just a little bit, Randy, about the Accountant Edition, more specifically in QBO. I've had the opportunity to play with that a little bit. Some pretty cool stuff in there, things I like. Well, one, when you typically log into QBO, you go to qbo.intuit.com for the login. QuickBooks Accountant, you go to qboa.intuit.com. And from there, when you log in as the accountant, and you see all your clients, and you could go into each of their set of QuickBooks there. Once in via the Accountant Edition, you've got some nice additional features. One in particular is, you know, the ability to mass reclass transactions, which is a feature that shows up in QuickBooks Desktop, the Accountant Edition, in what they call client data review. You know, the ability to say, you know, this client put 10 things to meals and entertainment, and it should have been to something else. So you can select all 10 and move them over there. I think that's a nice value add.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great example. And the programming team is trying to figure out how to make things happen easier, quicker for accountants who are familiar with the product and have to deal with a lot of things in volume like this. So the ability to deal with all of your clients in one place easily, they've added that feature in a good way. Some of the synchronization that is happening from the product into some of the other beta products like the practice management is pretty elegant. Some of the ways that I've seen the prototypes working on products to come with QuickBooks Accountant Edition Online are good too. So it's not only what you see today, but some vision that I really can't talk about because of non-disclosures, but what I see coming, it may be time to step back and think about where you're headed into the future and maybe shift your strategy at this point.
Well, there's a price. I mean, when you start thinking about and you know, I'm a big advocate, Randy. In my firm, I want to collaborate with my clients in real time as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So in the accounting system, if that means taking QuickBooks and moving it to a hosted environment so that we can collaborate, I certainly want to do that. A lot of firms get a little bit of pushback on that because of price point. You know, there's a cost to hosting, which is a real cost, along with the cost of the software, and also keeping the software up to date. So those are key pieces in the hosting model that are important. And in the hosting world, you really pay per user. It doesn't matter how many companies you have, but if you have three users in your company, and I'm going to use $50 as an example, if it's $50 per user, you're just going to spend $150 a month for the hosting. QBO really prices by the company and then bundles users. So I believe The higher end product is $39.95 before discounts a month, and that may provide you five users as an example. But if you have two companies, then you're going to have to duplicate that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a matter of fact, that those are the right numbers when you're looking at that. Of course, payroll is beyond that if you need payroll, but you'd expect that. By the same token, you know, if you have fewer user needs, you know, single users of QuickBooks Online, $13, three users, $25.
Yeah, depending on feature set that you need.
Yeah, exactly. So by the time you start looking at those type of numbers, that makes it a lot more attractive. And at the risk of flipping topics on you a little bit here, it is this area that Bob Scott called me this week to interview me about entry-level online software and specifically ask about some of the new players coming in. And the pricing of Xero, who we'd mentioned earlier in the podcast, at $19 a month for five accounts, $29 for unlimited, and $39 to get to multi-currency, you know, those are pretty attractive monthly plans. And so if you start saying $29 unlimited number of users, that's pretty inexpensive software.
That's pretty nice. You know, I've actually got my Xero subscription, Randy. I guess they are planning on launching officially in the U.S. at the Sleater Conference. Is that what you've heard?
That's what I understand, and they've got a couple of three key features that have to get done. And you know, our listeners might say, how could you do that? But for example, one of the key deficiencies right now is the ability to print checks. But since they've been a publicly held company operating in New Zealand, Australia, UK, South Africa, places like that, it turns out businesses don't use checks in those environments. So everything's electronic, you don't really need them. But here in the U.S., where we're still, unfortunately, a little bit backwards on our banking systems, you need that feature. So there's a few other things that they're curing, but overall, a very nice start. And oddly enough, Darren, I've looked at least three other competitors who have similar class products that are preparing their entries into the United States. And when I look at these other players, I'm thinking, wow, everybody's going after this space. That will keep Intuit's attention and, I think, make them better, stronger to service the market for us all. And, of course, they've got resources if they choose to throw it at it. You know, when you turn Intuit's resources towards a task, they seem to get it done.
And, you know, what I'm so encouraged about in this whole thing, Randy, is this collaborative environment that the accounting firms so badly need for their clients. I mean, I go back to 20-plus years ago when, you know, I think back to the accountant having control of the general ledger, and then, you know, really QuickBooks Peachtree gave that control to the client. There's some opportunity for accounting firms to kind of take back control in this collaborative environment of the general ledger, which I think will make firms better and help them build business models differently than they've been suffering through for the last 20, 25 years, don't you think?
Absolutely. In fact, I think about that lone call from Chandra Bonsilli and his wife with Accountants World, who's had this working in their product for a while. But, you know, they've been at it about 10 to 12 years at this point, trying to say, this is where it really should happen. You should collaborate with your clients, and that gives you more value. And you haven't seen the article, but I wrote an article on accountants programs and really suggested that this ability to work with your client doing non-compliance work is what the client really values, and they're willing to pay for it. And frankly,
yeah,
they're happy to see instead of saying, oh, yeah, I got to do that tax return. Oh, yeah. But now, hey, let me show you how to make a little more money with your business, how to make it work easier, how to make it more efficient. Business owners like those conversations.
Absolutely. And you're right. I mean, Chandra, Dr. Bonsilli, I mean, he was 10 years ahead of his time on this deal.
Mm-hmm.
He was way out in front, where he really understood with his accounting relief application, you know, that this collaborative environment was really where this was at. And that's still a very viable product in this space. that oftentimes we forget to mention. But, man, he does a good job with that product.
He does a great job. And, you know, if you've got a situation where you want a complete turnkey system, the Power Practice system, where you basically get all of the tools you need except for tax software, as I would say, so you get everything you need to run the practice, document management portal, the whole nine yards, and then you can provide the accounting software to your client at no charge, or since the prices are never really published, you can charge clients if you choose for their software. So he's really, with his strategies and the accountant's world strategies, left you the flexibility of going whichever way makes the most sense for your practice and for your clients.
Well, the one thing for sure, Randy, in all this is this is not slowing down. This is speeding up, this idea of collaborative cloud-based accounting software. I know you have to get asked about it every day, as do I.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, even this morning I was on a call of exactly that nature. So I don't believe I've had a conversation about accounting software this year where we haven't talked about collaboration and in the cloud, distributed, all those words are always in every conversation now.
You know, and to toss out the other big guy, I don't think Sage is napping on this. I think Sage has a strategy that you'll see some stuff from them in the near future.
Exactly. You absolutely will. Not napping at all. So, like I said, there's at least three products that I know that could be, well, we'll call them new entries, but that doesn't mean they're coming from new companies.
Yeah. The best thing is competition is going to enhance the accounting firm. It's going to keep making things better. I mean, we've seen how much portals have changed in the last few years. They've gotten so much better, and so many more vendors are coming out with them, and it really helps the accounting firm. Same thing is going to happen in this collaborative accounting space. A lot of good vendors out there, you know, with SmartVault and Bill.com, you know, a lot of good additions to these major vendors as well. So good stuff going on, Randy.
Wonderful, and a great time to be watching and participating in all this.
Too. Yeah. Any more insights to our listeners today for this month?
You know, I think that pretty much summarizes the things that we saw in this last little while. But this collaborative accounting, I'll bet we'll be revisiting it in the very near future because there's so much going on here.
Absolutely agree. Well, Randy, I hope you have a great holiday weekend. We have Labor Day coming up, or by the time our listeners listen to this, it'll be after Labor Day. But great weekend coming up. The weather's supposed to be decent in the Midwest, so hopefully you guys get some of that too.
Yeah, in fact, looking forward to downtime with the family, have some nice events scheduled, and the good news is, you know, all of our families were not affected much by the hurricane events, but for those that are recovering, I hope by the time they listen to it, a lot of that's behind them.
Absolutely. Well, Randy, hope you have a great weekend and a good month of September.
All right. All the best to you and all the best to all our listeners.
Thank you.
For more info on the CPA Practice Advisor programs and our e-newsletter, visit cpapracticeadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 1-800-456-0864, extension 2107, or tune into future episodes where you'll be able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.